We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A brief standoff in Valley Center following a police chase ended peacefully Wednesday afternoon. Valley Center police say a man with outstanding warrants was pursued by Kansas Highway Patrol troopers and followed to the area of 69th Street North and Meridian, just south of Valley Center. The man exited his vehicle and holed up inside a garage in a residence near 69th and Charles. After a brief standoff, officers were able to talk to the man, who was unarmed, and he came out and surrendered, and he was taken into custody without further incident.
Michigan State University will give $500 million to settle a class action lawsuit in one of the worst sex abuse cases in sports history.
$425 million will be paid to 332 survivors. $75 million will be set aside for future claims against MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar, who also worked for USA Gymnastics and who's pled guilty to child porn, to abuse, and who's been imprisoned likely for the rest of his life. Michigan State and USA Gymnastics were accused of ignoring or dismissing complaints about Nassar. Olympic gold medalists Allie Raisman, Gabby Douglas, and Michaela Maroney say they too were abused by Nassar. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
House Republican leaders are hoping to keep a coalition together to pass a farm bill adding New York requirements to the food stamp program.
Few, if any, House Democrats are expected to support the farm bill because of new requirements to the food stamp program that they warn could kick millions off nutrition assistance.
This bad bill steals food off the tables of children, seniors, students.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says the measure will increase hunger. Committee chairman Republican Mike Conaway calls the reforms reasonable.
Folks who are willing to work 20 hours a week, no matter how long they're in that circumstances, we're going to be shoulder to shoulder with them.
What could threaten the bill is a Republican split over proposals to change federal sugar and other commodity subsidies. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
We Ride Kansas is a motorcycle group. Yesterday, group members presented plaques of appreciation and guardian bells to officers of the Wichita Police Department's new motorcycle unit and to Police Chief Gordon Ramsey. Edward Evans says the presentations from his group to the officers were especially appropriate here on National Police Week in the U.S.
We're trying to grow what we're doing here for motorcycle awareness within the state of Kansas. So today was a way we could show our support for the local law enforcement officers who are out there on the road. They ride every day as a job into what we do. A lot of us is a sport to go have fun.
We Ride Kansas now has 9,600 members statewide. That motorcycle group started 5 years ago on Facebook.
McDonald's has a Hamburglar, but in Texas, cops are looking for a guy they're calling the Brisket Bandit.
The new Braunfels, Texas Police Department turning to social media to ask for the public's help in corralling the red meat-grabbing thief caught on video, walking out of an HEB supermarket with seven beef briskets. Cops say the brazen beef thief raised the stakes, coming back, this time taking six more briskets, adding that he is a well-seasoned criminal who they want to meet in person. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A quiet start to the day for us. Looks like beautiful weather ahead this afternoon. Our high 86, partly cloudy and 64 overnight, and a few thunderstorms come into the forecast tomorrow as a system moves in from the west, breezy with a high again in the mid-80s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, plenty of sunshine out there this morning. 67 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur, with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Steve, a popular NCIS actress is getting backing from her network despite a series of some cryptic tweets.
CBS has something to say about actress Pauly Perrette's weekend tweets claiming she really left the show after 16 seasons because of, quote, multiple physical assaults. Perrette tweeting she kept silent because she felt she had to protect her crew, jobs, and so many people. CBS saying in a statement Tuesday night, quote, Pauly Perrette had a terrific run on NCIS, and we are all going to miss her. Over a year ago, Pauly came to us with a workplace concern. We took the matter seriously and worked with her to find a resolution. We are committed to a safe work environment on all our shows. Perrette later tweeting, I want to thank my studio and network, CBS. They have always been so good to me and always had my back. Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
Kim Kardashian slammed for encouraging followers to buy diet candy.
In a now-deleted sponsored post on Instagram, reality star Kim Kardashian shared an ad for a deal on Flat Tummy's appetite-suppressing lollipops, telling fans if they want to get their hands on some, they need to do it quick. While some see nothing wrong, critics are condemning the post, calling it dangerous and outrageously irresponsible, accusing the TV star of trying to make not eating look trendy to a young, impressionable audience. One posting, does she have absolutely no shame? The Good Place star Jamila Jamil calling Kardashian a terrible and toxic influence on young girls, adding, this family makes me feel actual despair over what women are reduced to. Kardashian often promotes Flat Tummy's line. She and the brand have yet to respond. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Murphy Brown is back, and now she's on cable.
Murphy Brown returns to television in the new reboot of the series. CBS says she heads up a cable morning show.
I'm exercising my choice to have this baby.
Murphy in the Morning. Her old team is back, and the actors that played them, according to the network, at their upfront press presentation Wednesday. Lifestyle reporter Corky Sherwood, investigative journalist Frank Fontana, and producer Miles Silverberg. However, now Murphy has a grown-up son, Avery, who works at a rival cable morning show. One of the press corps asked if it was similar to, say, the Fox and Friends Morning Joe rivalry. CBS Entertainment President Kelly Call called that a pretty good characterization. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
CBS and Kevin James are parting ways.
I'm Jacqueline Carl. CBS canceling Kevin Can Wait after two seasons because of the recent ratings drop, since they decided to switch out actress Erin Hayes' character to bring in actress Leah Remini.
Well, look at you with the beard.
You look like the guy.
Hugh Jackman?
I wouldn't think you look like Hugh Jackman if you had claws shooting out of your knuckles.
The show started out as the network's highest rated comedy, but a network exec tells Deadline with regard to the change in cast, the show made a choice, and unfortunately, the audience did not respond to it. ABC's Bachelorette fans, Becca Kufrin from The Bachelor Ari Leindyke season is the new Bachelorette, and she says,
I wanted to be the best damn Bachelorette I can be.
Entertainment Tonight caught up with host Chris Harrison, and he said he knows everything that happens, and this season's going to have the most ridiculous fight ever. Season 14 of The Bachelorette starts May 28th. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
It's the season finale for American Idol, and the stars will be on hand.
The American Idol redo for ABC announced the lineup for the star-filled season finale. Bebe Rexha, Nick Jonas and Mustard, Patti LaBelle, when was the last time? Darius Rucker, Gary Clark Jr., and Yolanda Adams are among the performers making a stop on the blue stage. Also set to appear.
Hey, hello, Kermit the Frog here.
Kermit the Frog. The show will also feature performances from all three judges. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan. The top 10 finalists will take the stage May 20th and the 21st. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The final countdown for the royal wedding is on.
Meghan Markle, she's going to make a bit of a history with this wedding as well. She's an American. She's an actress. She's a social activist. She has a mixed background. She's a divorcee. There are a lot of firsts in there for the royal family. Her mother, Doria, arrived yesterday from Los Angeles. We hear she's been hanging out with the couple and with the royals. As for Meghan's father, Thomas, well, it looks like he's not going to make it to the ceremony. He says he's having a heart surgery, but there's also been a bit of a the scandal with him selling pictures of himself to the paparazzi. It's not clear yet who will walk Meghan down the aisle. However, the wedding party absolutely finalized. A big group, Prince William, the brother of Harry. He will be his best man. Meghan, no maid of honor. She says she has too many friends. Among the bridesmaids and the page boys will be the two lovely little kids of Kate and Will's. The youngest one, Louis, will be sitting at home.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott with that report. 100,000 people of the public will be expected to look at the wedding procession. Among the guest list includes Princess Diana's favorite, Elton John, who might perform at the after party. There you go, the goings-on for the big wedding. Let's check in with some of the late-night jokes last night. The Late Late Show with James Corden.
A woman in China was shocked after discovering her dog, which she had bought at a local pet store, was actually a fox. Yeah. She should have realized it wasn't a dog when it wasn't a dog. The woman became suspicious when she noticed her pet never barked, stopped eating dog food, and couldn't shut up about getting a free Carfax report.
Okay. Oh, Steve, it's been part of the national conversation for the last day or two.
Yeah.
Is it Yanni or Laurel?
Laurel.
Yeah, well, that was certainly fodder for the comics last night. Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
You know, the last thing I want to do is threaten the good feeling in this room, but I feel like I don't have a choice because this country, maybe not even just this country, much of the English-speaking world has been torn in two over the past 48 hours by this.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Okay, so how many of you heard Laurel? Okay. And how many heard Yanny? Okay, so somehow this has forever divided our world. When I heard it, last night I heard it on my phone, and I was sure I heard Yanny. I listened to it 25 times. I couldn't imagine how anyone could possibly hear Laurel, but now in this studio, all I hear is Laurel. I don't hear Yanny at all. But whether you hear Laurel or Yanny, there's one thing I think we can all agree on. Nothing has ever mattered less than this.
Yeah.
That may be true.
And The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
There's a big nationwide debate over whether this audio clip someone posted online is saying Yanny or Laurel. And it's the same track, but listen, it's the same word. Nothing's changing. Listen to this.
Laurel. Laurel.
It seems like everyone's talking about it. Take a look at this.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to today on a Wednesday morning, and it's Yanny.
How do you hear Laurel?
I hear Yanny.
She hears Yanny. I hear Laurel. My producer, my ear hears Laurel.
It's definitely, definitely, definitely Yanny.
Yeah.
All I can conclude is that this is the dumbest 2 days in the history of mankind.
You know what I hear? Stupid. That's what
exactly.
I hear.
Exactly. Well, let's finish up with Late Night with Seth Meyers.
American Airlines has announced that beginning this July, passengers will not be allowed to bring emotional support hedgehogs, goats, or spiders on flights. Or as Southwest calls them, Group 2.
Okay. I like that one. Fine. There you go. Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. We can all agree on the fact that they serve up tasty pizza day after day.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., right off of K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. You won't need any emotional support when you're eating a tasty pizza at Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, who says there's something new in Old Town. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And the John Deere Z-Track Z345R was built to do just that. With our exclusive Excel deep mower deck designed to handle more grass, you can mow faster, better. You need to see it for yourself at Prairieland Partners. Stop by any of our 9 locations and test drive one today. You'll be glad you did because nothing runs like a deer. Or visit us online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Tired of CNN and MSNBC constantly bashing the president? Fed up with Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, Don Lemon? Well, there is something you can do about it. You can tune in to Newsmax TV. Check them out at DirecTV Channel 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615. You know, Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel, already in 50 million homes. It's really conservative and really informative. And all this week, Newsmax TV is exposing the media war against President Trump. Each night, you'll see people like Alan Dershowitz, Eric Bolling, Mike Reagan, even Bill O'Reilly, all on Newsmax TV. So fight back. Watch it. Again, check it out at DirecTV Channel 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615. And if you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
We invite you to listen to the Yisley Financial Hour, Saturday mornings at 7 on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
You finally want to do something with that worn-out old deck or fence or cedar siding. Are the boards rotting? Maybe you want an update. Or did you spend a lot for a new deck and you want to preserve that investment? For 28 years, Wood Savers has...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.